Chapter 3. The First Lament. Sorrow is better than laughter, for sadness has a refining influence on us. Ecclesiastes 7:3. As my biological father was in and out of jail, another man was vying for my mother's attention. Mike, her high school sweetheart, was no sweetheart at all. I hardly knew Mike, but I didn't trust him in any fiber of my being. Early in their dating period, I made Mike promise to ask my permission if they were to get married. I was protective of my mother, and since her parents weren't alive, I thought I was a good option for vetting her future spouse. Mike knew I had trust issues. He entered our lives when the court cases and threats of my being kidnapped by my biological father were still going on. Nevertheless, Mike proved my instincts correct when he and my mother returned from a vacation in Mexico, engaged. I was devastated. I couldn't understand why this man would make me a promise, only to not follow through on it. And how could my mother not see the serious character flaw this broken promise revealed? I vowed to boycott their wedding. When the day came, I had no choice but to attend, as maid of honor, no less. I refrained from smiling for most of that day. In all of the wedding pictures, we were posed and told to smile like a shiny, new, happy family. But my stomach was tied up in knots all day long. And I knew that with Mike now in the picture, my relationship with my mother would not be the same. In little ways, she had already shown me she preferred his company to mine. My new stepfather knew nothing about parenting. This was his first go-round at it, though not at marriage. My mother would ground me for some minor infraction, only for Mike to turn around and unground me. He let me have parties at the house frequently and even bought a sports car just in time for me to go through driver's training. While buying love for a teenager works temporarily, I never lost my sense of distrust in Mike. Being around him made me uncomfortable. But how do you learn what safe love looks like when unsafe love is all you've ever known? Less than 2 years.